Mix 93.3's Rocket and Teresa Show, live from Mexico.
Good morning, Casey. It is a Rocket and Teresa Show. In just a couple seconds, we'll have trending topics.
That's right, and it's brought to you by Hardee's Bacon, Egg, and Cheese Biscuit, loaded with bacon, eggs, and cheese on a buttery made-from-scratch biscuit. Guys, stop in and get one for $1.69 now at Hardee's.
First of all, welcome back. We missed you yesterday. Very, very concerned. Just tuning in, explain what happened.
I had an inflamed gallbladder. Actually, had a doctor, just like in the movies. He came to my room at 2 in the morning with one of those little black medical bags. He gave me a shot and made the inflammation and the pain go away, and now I'm just on medicine. I really thought for about an hour that I was going to have to go to a hospital here in Mexico and have surgery.
And can we acknowledge that you were in horrible, literally gut-wrenching pain?
Yeah, I couldn't sit down or lay down. I was in the fetal position.
You were still making sure we were ready to go with the show. Checking in on us. She checked in on her boys to make sure they'd gotten to school on time.
Sure did.
She got Teresa'd, but she stayed Teresa.
And I'll tell you this. Tara did a wonderful job. You have taught her so much, and she did a great job.
Oh, I heard all about it. She told me that you came in, and you were like, all right, you need to do this, this, and this. And she said, done.
Done, son. Well, his day was off yesterday because his phones were working.
Yeah.
He came in 20 minutes before we had to get started and said, okay, Tara, I'm going to need you to get the big stories. And I said,
did not.
Yes.
You calm me down. No, I didn't.
And in 2018, who has not one but two phones and doesn't charge them?
This guy.
That's me right here. Hello.
Apparently, Rocket is breaking everything. I heard he broke the safe in his room.
Yes.
Had to have them come and put in new batteries. I heard that he erased his door key somehow.
Yep.
I mean, everything that could
go
wrong.
High maintenance.
I will tell you this, though, but yesterday, the reason we're here is for a wedding.
That's right. We're here at the El Dorado Seaside Suites.
That was one of the most beautiful experiences I've ever had in my life.
Adam and Sarah got to have a sky wedding, which is the top floor of the building that we are staying in, overlooking the ocean. It was beautiful. It was sort of like a gazebo covered thing that they got to stand underneath, and the rest of us were watching, and it was just, they got to have their first dance they've always wanted. You can see it all on our Mix 93.3 Facebook and the Rockin' and Teresa Show Facebook.
Also, we have a video coming up around 8 o'clock that Steve Serrano put up of all the highlights. Can't wait to see that.
Yeah, really good. All right, so let's get into our trending topics. Today, it's going to be 40 in Kansas City. We actually have warmer temps. However, millions of people in the Deep South trying to weather through a winter storm that's dropped temperatures to bone-chilling lows and hammered the region with snow and ice this week. There's a new bug that can freeze your iPhone with a single link. The bug discovered in iOS that it's in iOS, and it crashes your Messages app, and it can freeze your phone by sending you a specially engineered website link. A man trying to fly on British Airways is being denied passage because he wore everything he packed.
That's hilarious.
Passenger Ryan Carney Williams said he was booted from a British Airways flight from Iceland to England last week for wearing too many clothes. He said he couldn't afford the excess baggage fee of $125 as a result of being left homeless in Iceland for over a week. Instead, he decided he'd wear 10 shirts and 8 pairs of pants.
Amazing, Rocket.
Well, when I flew here, I wore 4 things.
You did wear a lot of layers.
I had four layers on. Mm-hmm.
Billy does that too. He always wears his swimsuit underneath his clothing because if for some reason we got here earlier in the day and our room wasn't ready, then he could just get in the pool. And finally, a new study finds the top 10 deal breakers that are most likely to immediately end a date.
All right, let's hear
them. I know that, you know, Steve, you and I were married. Rocket, you don't know how to talk to women. Tara, you are engaged.
I'm right here.
Just put yourself back. Tara, Rocket.
Yes.
The only single people here, just put your back in the dating mindset, okay? John hasn't existed yet. You haven't met him. Right now, you're just dating around.
Am I dating John or
no,
anybody?
No, you're playing the field, okay?
I'm loosey-goosey.
So am I dating John?
This is a first date, okay? So, tell me if these are deal breakers. And some of these are super obvious. So if you say not a deal breaker, we're kicking you off
the
show.
We'll look into it. Okay.
Okay. Saying something racist or intolerant.
Deal breaker.
Being inconsiderate or rude.
Deal breaker.
Deal breaker.
Bad hygiene.
Deal breaker.
Saying something sexist.
Deal breaker.
Sometimes a deal breaker. Sometimes a little funny.
What? Tara.
If it's in a joke. If it's in a joke.
Oh, I'm learning more about you today, aren't
Making
I?
Making it clear that you're not over your ex.
Ooh,
deal breaker.
Or a challenge.
Being closed-minded.
Deal breaker.
Rocket's like, I don't like him to think. It's better if they don't. So. Okay, deal breakers on first dates. Doing drugs.
Deal breaker.
Deal breaker.
Having bad manners.
Deal breaker.
Deal breaker.
Being ignorant.
Deal breaker.
Deal breaker. Well, I don't know. It depends on how hot she is.
Remember, ignorant doesn't mean stupid. It just means uninformed.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay.
Deal breaker.
And the last one, being flaky or showing up late.
Oh, for me, deal breaker. You know me in time, Teresa. I'm big time on
that. Well, the survey also found the top three things that are not deal breakers.
Okay.
I feel like this is a big red duh. Being good looking.
Into it.
Being rich.
Into it.
And being just a little bit shy or quiet.
Into all of it.
Rocket?
I don't know.
He's still backed up. I just wanted to be pretty and just keep their mouth closed.